next on the 5 o'clock report.
Charged with federal hate crimes.
It keeps tapping the brakes on growth.
How can you support me in this season?
We still have to pay the bill.
What's going on the battlefield and on the ground?
We will use every legal tool at our disposal.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn.
The gas price is the highest we ever had before, and also the food price, everything basically goes up.
The Federal Reserve raising interest rates today by 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is way too high.
We're strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability.
NBC's Tom Costello says with the rate hike, prices won't come down.
You're going to be paying more if you're taking out a new mortgage, a new car loan, your credit cards, your private student loans.
Bloomberg's Vinny Deljudice.
Stocks are bouncing around quite a bit, but looking to economist commentary that's been hitting the wire, the hope is the Fed will still be able to orchestrate a soft landing. That is, keeping the economy out of recession while it keeps tapping the brakes on growth to stem this breakout inflation that we've had, the worst in 40 years.
The new interest rate uptick is the biggest rate hike in 28 years. From D.C. to Buffalo, federal prosecutors filing hate crime charges today. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
The young white gunman who's accused of killing 10 black people in a racist attack at a Buffalo, New York grocery store has been charged with federal hate crimes. He has pleaded not guilty to several state charges, including hate-motivated domestic terrorism and murder following the May 14th rampage.
We will use every legal tool at our disposal to investigate and combat these kinds of hate crimes.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland visiting Buffalo's East Side today.
And their collateral impact that they have on the communities that they hurt.
Federal charges include hate crimes resulting in death and the use of a firearm to commit murder during and in relation to a crime of violence. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt is the winner of the state's Republican Senate primary.
These failed policies brought on by radical elites are not just a product of Joe Biden, though he has served as a useful puppet, but they lie at the feet of Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and senators like her who make the crazy woke agenda possible in America today.
The grandson of former Nevada governor and U.S. Senator Paul Laxalt had the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Laxalt will now challenge Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in a race seen as critical for control of the Senate. There were primaries yesterday in four states. President Biden is sending more security assistance to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The United States will provide an additional $1 billion security assistance package for Ukraine.
John Kirby says the president talked with Ukraine's leader today.
The president had a very good call today with President Zelensky of Ukraine. It was an opportunity for President Zelensky to update President Biden on what's going on the battlefield, on the ground.
The new U.S. assistance brings the total sent since the beginning of the war to just over $5 billion. Microsoft's Internet Explorer is officially dead at the age of 26. The web browser will now redirect users to Microsoft Edge. When Internet Explorer was released in August of 1995, its main competition was Netscape Navigator. Still to come this Wednesday, a plan to arm teachers in PA, more cash to help the Sullivans, and benefits of the pandemic.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, variable cloud cover. Watch for shower, thunderstorm. It'll be muggy as well. Temperatures not dropping far below 70. Tomorrow, variable clouds, some sun, very warm and humid with some showers and thunderstorms. Strong thunderstorms are a risk in the afternoon in much of the area. High temperatures, 80s and low 90s. Friday, cooler, less humid. Sun, scattered mixed clouds, and high temp 70s and lower 80s. And Gwen, the weekend looks lovely. Cool nights, mild days, and generally sunny both days.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kevin. Now for more, what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. State Senator Doug Mastriano says he plans to introduce legislation allowing school employees to carry guns while on campus. The Pennsylvania Republican nominee for governor says the recent deadly mass shooting in an elementary school in Texas prompted the legislation. The shooting in Uvalde killed 19 people, including two teachers. More help is on the way to cover repairs to the USS The Sullivans. State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes says an additional $500,000 has been allocated toward the effort. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
While the mission has been accomplished to stop the ship from sinking, to stop the ship from leaning, we still have to pay the bill. And the bill is very, very significant.
The destroyer suffered a massive hull breach back in April, which caused the boat to fill up with thousands of gallons of water. The historic World War II ship is still closed to visitors. Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey of PA wants more done to protect students from educators who engage in sexual misconduct. He wants further action from the Department of Education, including preventing schools from allowing a sexually abusive teacher from moving from one school to another. Toomey says 60% of states have failed to ban the confidentiality and resignation agreements that endanger students by allowing predators to continue as educators. Next at 5, author Dorothy Littell Greco believes we can mine helpful marriage lessons from the disruptions of the past 2 years.
At the top of the list, I think I would put that COVID made it impossible to ignore or dismiss the fact that we are all limited people and we don't have much control over the world, even though we like to think that or live like we do.
Right.
So one of the few things we can control is how do we respond in these stressful, difficult situations, especially to those who are closest to us, the ones who can't get away from us at the end of the workday.
Right.
You know, I think we all need to be asking, are we moving towards becoming more kind, more generous, and more empathetic, specifically to our spouse? Or do we tend to go in the opposite direction? Do we become more controlling, more irritable, more impatient, and more distant? The truth is we're all imperfect, we're all limited, and despite our best efforts, we don't always respond the way we should or even the way that we want to. You know, we're tired, we're discouraged, we're overwhelmed, and I think recognizing this and talking honestly with our spouse gives us the opportunity to love each other anew and to press into our marriages and with God's help grow.
How might people who are married use the lessons to contribute to even better years ahead? I mean, I'm hearing the idea of the self-reflection and the communication.
Yeah, I think that this season has helped pretty much everyone understand that it's normal and acceptable to be broken and needy and to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So married couples, even those who have been married for decades, should not feel at all ashamed or like there's something wrong with them if they suddenly come to the place of realizing we're really stuck. Mm-hmm. We are continuing to engage in these unproductive relational patterns, and I don't have a clue how to change.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to that space and we can ask for help rather than give up, you know, or blame the other person or look outside the marriage for what we need,
mm-hmm.
that's a game changer, right? Asking for help is a sign of maturity and strength. It's not a sign of failure. Not everybody needs marriage counseling. Some people might need to see a spiritual director. Others might need to just reach out to friends and say, hey, you know, my husband and I are really struggling. This is what's happening. Could you support us? Could we have dinner together once a month and really talk about what's going on and pray for each other?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you would agree with this. It's not like becoming a follower of Jesus eradicates all of our problems, right?
No.
Our issues, our wounds, our bad patterns don't disappear simply because we've decided to follow Christ. So asking for help would be the first thing. The second thing, I think, is in the middle of these kind of major shifts, it's wise to ask our spouse directly something along the lines of, what do you need from me in this season? You know, for some of us, it's the loss of family members or friends. Others have lost jobs. You know, some of us are battling discouragement, depression, long-term COVID symptoms, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
What we need from each other as spouses today, probably very different than what we needed 3 years ago. So rather than assuming we know what our spouse needs, we have to talk to each other. We have
right.
to tell our spouse, like, how can you support me in this season? In the midst of that, if we can lead from our need and not from what our spouse isn't doing, I think that it's much softer and much less accusatory. And therefore, I think it's going to be a more productive conversation.
Right.
And I think finally, I would say that gratitude offers a huge payoff. So look for what your spouse is doing well. Acknowledge their efforts. Tell them that you appreciate them, even if it's for the things that might be easy to overlook, like going to work each day, being faithful, not giving up.
Mm.
I think when we look for things to be grateful about, we'll find them. And thank you is just such a powerful phrase that helps us not feel like we're being overlooked or taken for granted. And it can really, I think, help us to connect with each other and just feel, I don't know, more positive regard for each other.
Yes. Naming those things that you are grateful for, taking the time to figure that out helps you, and it certainly helps the person who's hearing it. And to go back a little bit about asking for help, sometimes we're vulnerable and people don't come through for us, you know, so there may be some pain, there may be some hurt there, but it won't always be that way. There will be someone who is worthy of your vulnerability.
It's so tricky, right? Because we often want to hide the places where we feel the most broken, but it's when we let other people into those spaces that we experience somebody's love in the midst of our brokenness. We experience hope that there is change possible, and we don't feel so alone.
That's author Dorothy Littell Greco speaking with Family Life's Martha Menikas Foster. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Markets were up today with strong moves this afternoon following statements made by the Fed. Today, the Fed announcing a 0.75% increase to interest rates, which is an increase from what we saw the last time the Fed met in early May. Markets, though, so far reacting positively to the news. The Dow today up 303 points, the NASDAQ rose 270, and the S&P 500 gained 54. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with your MoneyWise Minute. The story of the widow's oil in 2 Kings 4 shows how God can provide in miraculous ways. A poor widow is able to pour oil from a single jar, filling dozens and dozens more, enough to save her only son from slavery. So what lessons can we learn here? First, the woman gathered jars from her neighbors and later sold the oil. We must also do our part in our provision. Second, we must never look down on what the Lord's already given us, even if it's only one jar of oil, as the widow possessed. We need to be grateful for what we have. Finally, we must be obedient. The widow did exactly as the prophet Elisha instructed. We must follow God's financial principles and depend on Him for the rest. He will provide. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The battleground between the relatively comfortable air that's been over us and some hot, steamy air will serve to generate showers and thunderstorms in our area tonight and tomorrow. Some of the storms tomorrow could pack a wallop. Our call for tonight, variable cloud cover. Watch for shower or thunderstorm. It'll be muggy as well. Temperatures not dropping far below 70. Tomorrow, variable clouds, some sun, very warm and humid with some showers and thunderstorms. Strong thunderstorms are a risk in the afternoon in much of the area. High temperatures, 80s and low 90s. Friday, cooler, less humid. Sun, scattered mixed clouds, and high temps, 70s and lower 80s. And Gwen, the weekend looks lovely. Cool nights, mild days, and generally sunny both days.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5...
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world, it smiles with you.
Happy National Smile Power Day. Research shows there's plenty of power in a smile for both the giver and receiver. Smiling at someone tells them they're valued and worth the smile you just gave them. It's a morale booster and confidence builder that helps them relax. So think on and even take pen to paper on what makes you smile today. That is the world we live in this 15th day of June. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News, and I'm smiling.